Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley vows to pardon Trump if he is convicted so he can move on. By Amy Furr on December 30, 2023. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley said Thursday she would pardon former President Donald Trump if he is convicted of federal crimes. Her comments came during a campaign event in Plymouth, New Hampshire, MSNBC noted Friday. The outlet reported. A leader needs to think about what's in the best interest of the country, Haley went on. What's in the best interest of the country is not to have an 80-year-old man sitting in jail that continues to divide our country. What's in the best interest of our country is to pardon him so that we can move on as a country and no longer talk about him. Haley, the former U.S. ambassador to the UN under the Trump administration, has often been accused of a lack of resolve when it comes to her ex-boss. She had indicated her openness to pardoning him in the past. After Trump was indicted in the classified documents case in June, she chided him for being incredibly reckless with our national security in an interview on a conservative radio show but said she would be inclined in favor of a pardon for him. Breitbart News reported December 21 that Haley was trailing Trump by 30 points in New Hampshire's Republican primary race. According to a survey, while Haley has surged in the state and is in second place, she sits 30 points behind the former president, garnering 22% support. Meanwhile, some Democrats wish the worst of ills for Trump despite the fact that his leadership in the White House helped create prosperity for American citizens, Breitbart News reported December 14. According to a Rasmussen poll on Wednesday, about 20% of Democrats want Donald Trump in prison for life, executed, or exiled if he is convicted for allegedly attempting to overturn the 2020 election, the article stated. During a recent interview with Breitbart News, Trump said he expects to face neither incumbent Democrat President Joe Biden nor incumbent Vice President Kamala Harris in November 2024 in the general election. Click here to read more of that interview.